welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. It's important, you guys. So today I want to talk to you about willpower, and I can honestly tell you that one of the biggest statements that have been made to me earlier on in my career were, you must have crazy willpower, or you have willpower of steel, girl. How do you do it? And I have to tell you that looking back on my life, I absolutely did not have willpower. I pretty much confirmed myself as someone who never finished anything. And if you listen to any of the prior podcasts, I really, really struggled with food and overeating. And never following through. So that was big for me. So when I started out on this journey to just health and wellness, you really start establishing habits. It's new habits. And the more that I learned about willpower, the more that I learned you can absolutely increase your willpower. So today, I want to make sure that you know if you're feeling weak in any area in your life that requires willpower, there are ways to grow it. How exciting is that? When I found this out and when I read this, I was like, oh my God, it's a no-brainer why certain things precede other things. So really, it was when I started getting into a healthy lifestyle is when I started to notice that my willpower was expanding. So why is that? So if any of you read anything by Sean Acor like I do, his book, The Happiness Advantage, talks so much about this, and it's a real eye-opener. So if you want to learn more, go and get that book. He is amazing. Hope to have him on the podcast soon. And willpower is like a muscle, and it lives in the front part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. So we're not necessarily born with a certain set amount of willpower, and you can build willpower by flexing this place. But how do we flex it? So the more choices that we make outside of our habits, the less willpower we have. So let me say that again. The more choices that you make outside of your normal daily habits, the less willpower you have. So let's just say brushing your teeth, getting dressed, watching TV, getting to work once you know your way to work, obviously, if you're new. But all of these things, you know, dropping your kids off at school, all of these tasks, you don't have to think about them. You already know your way there. You know how to brush your teeth. You basically could do it mindlessly without thinking about it at all. So what happens when we start to incorporate all these new habits? So the more that you have to think, the more willpower you are using up. So when people go on, you know, a journey or they set all these goals and they're like, okay, so I've never worked out before, but I'm going to go to the gym and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to eat healthy even though I don't eat healthy, and then I'm going to read even though I don't read. And it's all of these new things that you have to think about, right? You go to the gym and you have to think, well, what the heck do I do when I get here? And you want to take up reading, but you're like, what book should I read? Or wow, I'm going to read this super in-depth book. So now you're reading and you're trying to retain, and normally you don't eat healthy. So you're like, ooh, I need to go to the grocery store and I need to start looking at healthy recipes. So you're using all of this thought, you're using all of this energy for something that's not a habit yet. And we wonder why at the end of the day, we're just totally wiped out and we end up making a bad decision. So they say our worst choices are from 10 to 12 at night because our willpower is just totally exhausted. So it's about focusing on just a few small things at a time until they become a habit. So that's why this is the all or nothing does not work. All or nothing does not work because you're just expending all of that willpower. So first I want to talk to you about how we can grow your willpower. So it is possible that you can grow that part of your brain so that you can enhance your willpower in the three things that are going to change that, that can actually grow the prefrontal cortex are exercise, meditation, and sleep. So before you do anything else, before you even incorporate those other habits, maybe you just want to work on getting more sleep, right? Because I'm all about one at a time. If you can handle more than that, awesome, but be really realistic with yourself. So sleep. People who don't sleep suffer from mild prefrontal cortex dysfunction. So when you're exhausted, you don't make choices or you don't make good choices and you release cortisol, which increases your cravings. So if you're trying to get to a body goal, sleep is usually the number one thing that I could possibly tell you to do, because when you don't sleep, your body is like in full on searching for energy, right? And what's the quickest way to get energy is through more food, carbohydrates, and then you crash. So sleep is one of the number one things. And you just don't have the energy and the ability to make good choices when you're not sleeping, right? Because you've drained that willpower. You haven't restored the wells of your willpower. So exercise, just 15 minutes on a treadmill a day or walking around can decrease your appetite, give you energy, and it strengthens your willpower. And meditation, you can grow your prefrontal cortex in 15 minutes a day of meditation. So just sitting silently wherever you can, and maybe doing a guided meditation or just closing your eyes, canceling everything else out, and just saying an I am statement. I am love, I am peace, I am calm, I am bliss, whatever you want. And maybe just start with 5 minutes. So number one, make sure you're sleeping. Number two, move around for at least 15 minutes. Number three, this might be a tough one for you, but try to start finding that silence within your day wherever you can, whether that's at lunch or maybe you can go in your car, or maybe you can just find a quiet spot where you can get your thoughts together. So this is one way that we can enhance our willpower. And the importance of this is the importance of building one habit at a time is so that you don't exhaust that willpower, get overwhelmed, and end up quitting everything, right? So it's about doing one thing until it's a habit. And then guess what? You're not using all of that energy on it. So now you can start building the second thing, because now it's a habit. You don't have to think about it as much. You don't have to argue with yourself. You don't have to negotiate, right? Because it's become a habit. So start with the foundation of some really solid sleep, and obviously really great foods to nourish your body as well are going to give you more energy. But a lot of times sleep can be such a foundational habit for us that you notice everything just becomes a little bit easier. So you guys, I hope that this gives you as much hope as it gave me to grow my willpower, and know that you just have to do it one step at a time. So if you love this, share it with somebody. I cannot wait to chat with you again. We're going to be updating this podcast as much as possible. I'm so appreciative, and I would love for you to help me get the word out and go to loriharder.com for more tips, recipes, inspiration, habits, vlogs, all sorts of good stuff, guys. And I'm so grateful for you, and have the most amazing day ever, earning your happiness and growing your willpower. Until next time. Mwah. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.